Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين عربي ومن عجمي مولاي سلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي سلي وسلم دائما. My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Today, butterflies, in this beautiful day in the month of Ramadan, we're at Fawera Primary School and we're so excited to read some more stories and have some more fun with Hood Hood and all our friends. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Nazima Sheikh.
And how old are you?
11.
MashaAllah, are you enjoying this beautiful month?
A lot.
Isn't it better than all the other months?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And what's the name of your story today?
The View.
Okay, go ahead.
Two men, both seriously ill, occupied the same hospital room. One man was allowed to sit up in his bed for an hour each afternoon to help drain the fluid from his lungs. His bed was next to the room's only window. The other man had to spend all his time flat on his back. The men talked for hours on end. They spoke of their wives and families, their homes, their jobs, their involvement in military service, and where they had been on vacation. Every afternoon, when the man in the bed by the window could sit up, he would pass the time by describing to his roommate all the things he could see outside the window. The man in the other bed began to live for those one-hour periods where his world would be broadened by all the activity and color of the world outside. The window overlooked a park with a lovely lake. Ducks and swans played on the water while children sailed their model boats. As the man by the window described all this in exquisite details, the man on the other side of the room would close his eyes and imagine this picturesque scene. One warm afternoon, the man by the window described a parade passing by. Although the other man could not hear the band, he could see it in his mind's eye as the gentleman by the window portrayed it with descriptive words. Days, weeks, and months passed. One morning, The day nurse arrived to bring water for their bath, only to find the lifeless body of the man by the window, who had died in his sleep. She was saddened and called the hospital attendants to take the body away. As soon as it seemed appropriate, the other man asked if he could be moved next to the window. The nurse was happy to make the switch. After making sure he was comfortable, she left him alone. Slowly, painfully, he propped himself up on one elbow to take his first look at the real world outside. He strained to slowly turn to look out the window beside the bed. It faced a blank wall. The man asked the nurse what could have compelled this deceased roommate who had described such wonderful things outside this window. The nurse responded that the man was blind and could not even see the wall. She said, "Perhaps he just wanted to encourage you. There is tremendous happiness in making others happy. Despite our own situations, shared grief is half the sorrow, but happiness when shared is doubled. If you want to feel rich, just count all the things you have that money can't buy."
That's so true, and what a beautiful story. We really do have so many blessings that we have to thank Allah for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So tell me, what are you thankful to Allah for?
For my lovely parents, my awesome sister, my nice friends and everything.
But I have a big problem with you.
What is the problem?
You didn't say that you thank Allah for me.
Okay, I thank Allah for you all.
Awesome, sweet. You make me happy again. Now we'll be best friends.
Yeah, we'll be the best of friends.
And now that you're my friend, will you come have iftar by me? Because that is my happiness.
Sure, mine's too.
Okay, come, let's go now. Because if you break fast by my house, I'll get the reward for your fast. Because I'm feeding you and I'm going to fill your stomach with food, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
Mustafa, 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 Mustafa. Sayyadul Awwali, Sayyadul Akhiri, wo hai mera Nabi, wo hai mera Nabi. Tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Mustafa, 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 Mustafa. Wo hai shams-ul-duha, wo hai badr-ud-duja, wo hai mera nabi, wo hai mera nabi. Tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Mustafa, 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 Mustafa.
Unfortunately, Mustafa, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.